Good morning. We're going to start right in with prayer. Father, thank you for this day and every single day that you give us and continue to give us to serve you. Thank you for letting us serve you too, Father. We give you this day, Father, and I give you this time that you and to share more of you with everyone, and mostly with me. We continue to count on you, Father, and your Holy Spirit to move within us, to keep our hearts focused, and to continue to give us strength and power. And I thank you for all that you do, Father. It's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen. Well, some updates. Well, I don't know if update's the right word, but still, you know, I had all that terrible time with my eyes and crossing eyes and seeing double and all that kind of stuff. And chomped my way through that with the Lord. Chomp's not the good word, but walked my way through that with the Lord. Things got better. And then the part you might not know about is that my left eye started getting blurry. My right eye is the one that had the issue, but my left eye started getting blurry. So I was like, I am not going to be discouraged by this. I'm just going to be okay. And da 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 da. And I went back to the doctor, eye doctor, and I finally got a prescription to help with the rest of the story of my eye. So I got new glasses. You can't tell anything. See, no, I'm not going to say it. You can't tell that I got new glasses, but I got new glasses. And now nobody's blurry and there's only one of yous. So I was praising the Lord on my way down here and when I was in here for the completed healing of the eyes, got the cross-eyed part gone, double vision now, blur, and now we're good. Praise the Lord. So we're going to do a Adonai part 3. I know you're surprised, right? Okay. Vicky's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Vicky got some new pocket Jesuses, by the way, that have sayings on them. She doesn't want to talk about them. She's moving them away. So good morning, Lisa. I wanted to say a special good morning to you because you're just like awesome and always there and recording and all the other things and the stuff you do on the website to help me out. Appreciate it deeply. Just want you to know I don't just overlook you. I love you too. Okay, so we're going to talk some about a little more, continue to talk about Adonai. And I think I did this right. Do you guys have a scripture on the back of your sheet too? Or just on the front? Yes, okay. Now see, what happened was I printed out my teaching sheet I was giving you guys, but I didn't print the whole thing, I just printed page 1. Why? Annette does not know. So I went in to make a copy of the teaching sheet. I did it two-sided. One-sided, two-sided. Wait, I only have one sheet. What's going on? Okay. I kind of worked out, obviously, but you know, it's been not super difficult, but it is hard sometimes to keep up with all the teachings that are coming out all over, even here in this house, to try to, you know, backtrack when I'm not in here for Larry's sermon to go listen to Larry's sermon, and then they have the Wednesday Night Live, and this last Wednesday, if you didn't get a chance to hear it, was Monica who did Wednesday Night Live. And it was very good. I like her, and I like Pastor Ron, and I like Mark and all that. Each one of them brings such a different aspect. Yeah, perspective, that's the right word, of the word of the day, so to speak. So she was talking about, elaborating, I should say, about Adonai and about our placement. And she said a few things that were really... I had to listen to them like 5 times because I wanted to stay in here. Is it in here? It might be, maybe it's in my spirit mind, but right now I have to look here to tell you what she said, to look at my notes. So one of the things that she stated is, and I love that she said this, and we know this, but still sometimes it's great to hear it. We are exactly where God wants us to be. And that goes for this house, and that goes for you individually. And she said, we are perfectly positioned in the timeline of God. His overall Kairos timeline of God's purpose is where we are positioned right now and what he's doing upon the earth. And we have to believe that so that we can continue to operate. I'm just saying, we've got to have that measure of pistuo, that measure of faith that we believe beyond a shadow of a doubt. She said, we are submitted to that, meaning all of us in the Saints Network, all of you here sitting in front of me, we're all submitted to this. And the one part that she said that was good, we know it's not easy. It's not an easy season, but the Bible never said it was going to be easy. So there is pressure. And I definitely feel that in ways I never thought I would. So we're on this narrow path. And whenever you talk about a narrow path in Scripture, or even a path in Scripture, you talk about the pressure that's on either side as you walk forward. Some of you may not be feeling that pressure, but it could be showing up in a different way. Meaning, can I pick on her? Things that happen that she didn't mean to happen, but now make things difficult. Are harder in the natural. Then there's the enemy that continues to talk and speak and insert itself, himself, whatever, into whatever is going on. And that could go for specifically what's happening in the Saints Network, but could be specifically for you. What is going on? What is trying to discourage you, take you off course, trying to move you away from where Adonai has placed you. And we know that, I'm going to call it a false Adonai, we know that there's a false move by the enemy to position us somewhere else. We cannot move from where Adonai has positioned us. That's what happened to Adam and Eve, yeah. And so we have to keep seeing him, Adonai, God, Jehovah, Elohim, every aspect of the Father. We have to keep seeing him. We have to keep listening. And when Adonai speaks in this season that we're in right now, when he says to go somewhere, when he tells us to move or to duck or whatever it is, our obedience must be immediate. And I know we have also talked about this. So Adonai has created each of us for right now. And he's been building upon our creation of who we are from the beginning of time. But once we started recognizing what God was doing and how we fit into that plan, he began to build upon that piece by piece, little by little, here a little, there a little, whatever, line upon line. I mean, that's how we are. We're built in the interior, in our spirit man that way. And all the enemy wants to do is to continue to stop that. But in this season that we're in right now, especially the trip that's going to Brazil, I know you guys have seen all the emails that Vicky has sent out about that. We have to stay focused. And to me, for me, I'm going to say it's even more intense for me. Everybody's in a different place, I understand, but everybody has a, you know, I don't know if I'm going to even call it a weakness, but everybody has something that they're dealing with that they have to stay focused on God so that you don't get off track. You don't veer off to the left or veer off to the right or, gosh, dare I say, just let up. Just, it's okay, I'm good. And, you know, for me, there's so many things that the Lord is working on, and I don't know what the plan is for me and what's about to happen, meaning in Brazil and or in the nation, in the world, I don't exactly know. But I know one thing is God wants me to be more organized. I am not. I have let up on the organizational skills. I miss Robin. Robin was my organizational skill. And some of you have reaped benefits of that. And that's, these are the times that I'm like, gosh, where's Robin? I need to talk to her. Okay, I'll just talk to God instead. I'm going to start crying. I'm sorry. But I do miss her.
She doesn't miss us.
No, she doesn't. Except they're having a rowdy good time. I know that. And so, as each of us continues to walk, Adonai is going to continue to be right there with the next move that we need to make. For each one of us individually, like I said, and if you're not praying for the Saints Network, for the Saints Network. And that's how I'm so grateful for the leadership that we have. Not just here in this house, but also in Dallas, in Saints Network, all over. It's not just Dallas. I mean, we have people like Pastor Teresa, who is just like a pillar in Arizona, just standing there with her family, just being what God needs her to be in that place. We have people in many other places. I know we have in many other countries, and all of those leaders in all those countries that are following what the Lord wants to do in their nation is making a difference in His kingdom and making a difference to us. Just like we're making a difference to them, even though, goodness gracious, 1, 2, 3, 4, doesn't matter. It really doesn't. I believe we have proven that more times than not, that numbers do not matter. They don't matter to God. He could care less. He just wants your devotion. He just wants your heart, wants your submission to what He's doing. And He can move mountains. We can move mountains with Him. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just as a quick, you know, I gave you the definition of Adonai like three lessons ago on a piece of paper. But one of the things I wanted to just reiterate with Adonai is that there's three things, three principles of Adonai. When we are partnered with Him, we gain a fresh word. We need to be faithful in the process of its development, and we need to offer the best of the best of the harvest unto God. We always need to offer everything. So it's getting a fresh word. It's being present and partnering with the development of that fresh word, and giving all the best of the best that we have. And that's need to be a 24/7 endeavor. You know, when you go on a mission trip, it's easy. I'm saying it that way. But it's easier to give the best of the best because, you know, you're on a mission trip, you're doing something, you're working with people, you're interacting, all that. But, you know, from day to day, are you giving the best of your best? Are you staying that focused part because of what God needs to do and what He needs to do with you? Each one of us has a job. It's very individual. It's very different. I can't do what Jocelyn can do. I can't do what Vicky can do. Vicky most certainly can't do it. No, I'm just kidding. Vicky can't do what Larry does. I mean, that you can see all the differences in just in these few people in this house. I can't do what Lisa does. It's a very individual spiritual event that we are partnering with right now. And Adonai is our band director. He's our director.
Thank you. That's why every joint supplies.
Yes.
We need every joint.
Every. Be nice if my joint. No, right. We need every joint. It's so true. And so, what I want to do is, you know, there's tons of obviously scriptures I've talked about how many times Adonai's mentioned. So I just pulled a couple of scriptures from Psalms at the direction I believe of God. But also when I was reading them, they really hit home for me. I was like, Oh, okay, that's me. So we're going to start with Psalms 22 and read 27 through 31. So, at the ends of the world shall all the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and He is the governor among the nations. All they that be fat upon the earth shall eat and worship. I don't know. I did. I giggled about that. I really like that. And that's, I believe that's talking about us because we're eating the word of the Lord. We're eating the bread of life. But okay, keep going, Annette. Keep going. There you go. He does care about diets. And they, all they that go down to the dust, we understand these concepts, don't we? Shall bow before him. And none can keep alive his own soul. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. And there's our word Adonai. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he had done this. This just seemed to be a real-time speaking to us, isn't it? I mean, we're the dust people. We're going to talk to people who are going to be born. Happening now. What's happening now? And I don't even know if there's a lot of explanation needed for the scriptures, but you just look at this one scripture, and it's like, I want to put it on a piece of paper and carry it around so that I don't forget that it shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. We as a seed will be accounted to Adonai. It's amazing. It is amazing. Anybody want to say anything? Anybody see anything they want to talk about? Because I've read a bunch of notes and I'm like, I don't have to do all those notes. Let's see what everybody else is saying. What else are you saying, Pastor Larry?
That knowing what the different characteristics of God are, you realize that this is not just talking about people just believing in Jesus, although that is definitely the beginning point. You can't anywhere else without that.
That's right.
That's crucial. And we are thankful to God for our elder brother giving his life, because without that, we wouldn't even know how to pattern our lives, you know. But that when you realize that this is all the world shall remember and turn unto the plan of God, his specific purpose and plan, his eternal plan.
Yeah.
You know, not just of getting saved, not just of earning a pallet in the big, you know, warehouse of God's people,
right?
But of being a part of the activity that God wants to do upon this earth, in preparation for all that.
Amen.
It's truly all that, and it's about relationship. It's about establishing that close communication. We understand and are so involved that we go willingly, and in fact are at a point of on your mark. You know, as soon as the gun goes off, we're zipping ahead.
You know, all the preparation that even goes into that, all the training that goes into that. So when the gun goes off, we're gone. We can do that. It's amazing. Yeah. Wait, what do I do now? Right. I mean, we've come such a long way. I mean, me probably further than some of you guys, I'm just saying, from most of you guys. But we've come such a long way from where we were in our relationship with God. I mean, you know, some of you have known the Lord forever. Like from day one kind of thing. And then some of us have come a little bit later, and it's like, it's not even how I walk today with the Father is drastically different than when I first became saved. And it's wonderful. It's a wonderful education. It's a wonderful being led. It's a wonderful following of what he's doing and what's going on. So I like that that last verse, though. They shall come and shall declare righteousness unto a people. His righteousness, sorry, yes. Shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto people. That declare is that word negad, which I think we've talked about before, but it's the part that I really like is to stand boldly out opposite of what the enemy is doing. That's what we do when we make those declare and decrees that we kind of giggle about. But that's what it is. We're standing boldly before the enemy. he's not gonna get any ground. He's not gonna take any back, and he's not gonna keep the ground that he has. Let's declare and decree. Okay, so let's see. Oh, okay. So now we're over to Psalms 38, 9 through 22. Unless anyone has anything further to say, I don't mind waiting a moment. I like the way you guys are all looking at stuff, looking at the page, looking at your phone, looking at Pastor Larry.
I just think about that word, all they that be fat upon earth shall eat and worship. I mean, that just describes the progression of a son in a very mini.
Yeah. Simplest of fashions. Phrase.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, because, you know, once you realize that God has a purpose and that you have an identity in that and a position in that, I mean, and he's calling you to come and take that and fulfill it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just has this, I don't even know how to explain it, but it makes just
either.
This layer upon layer. That's really what we're adding on to our identity, is layer upon layer, which is where that fatness comes in. And it's like you never have enough, you know, because you know there's always more of him. And so you're always consuming his word, consuming his directive, consuming every new point of revelation that he reveals, and because you want to embrace that and make it a part of who you are. And of course, worship is the equivalent shaka to proskuneo. Mm-hmm. And so that just, there's the life of a son right there.
That's right. You eat it, you worship proskuneo.
Yeah, and it goes on, talk about contrition, mm-hmm. you know, going, all those that go down to the dust, that's about becoming contrite.
Yeah.
You know, before him, before his throne, before his face.
Yeah, that shall bow is the different kara with K-A-R-A. Yeah, I thought, oh, that's interesting. But it means the same thing. It means to bend low, to bend the knee, to sink down. It is a lifestyle. And I think, you know, at least for me, I'm starting to get it. So... Okay, so let's look at Psalm 38. Ooh, boy. Okay. Psalm 38, 9 through 22. I could have put the whole one in here, but I decided not to. Lord, Adonai, all my desire is before thee. Now, boy, I had to look at that for a while to make sure that I understood what this meant. Adonai, all that I desire, that's, I'm going to say it that way, is before thee. So what's that desire? It's anything that you're longing for, something that you're delighted in, maybe something you wish for, whether it's in the natural, but I'm really talking spiritual. You know, is it something that you have an appetite for? I mean, there's other words in there too, other definitions of the word. Lord, all my desire is before thee, and my groaning is not hid from thee. And we talked a lot about groaning before. What you thinking, Vic? Okay. My heart panteth, my strength faileth me. As for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. Okay, who's writing this psalm? I think it's David. I'm pretty sure it's David. It is David. And, you know, once again, this could be one of those psalms that happens during that time when Absalom was being an absolute SOB. I'm allowed to say that, can't I? I mean, it could have been then. It could have been when he was running away from Saul. I don't think they really have it exactly when this happened. But, you know, here's David again. Feeling it from the enemy, feeling what's happening, feeling an attack. So his eyes, as for the light of mine eyes, it also is gone from me. He goes, my lovers and my friends stand aloof and from my sore, and my kinsmen stand afar off. It's like he's been abandoned, or feels that way. They also that seek after my life lay snares for me. And they that seek my hurt speak mischievous things and imagine deceits all the day long. Wow. Can you imagine that? I can imagine it to an extent because of some of the stuff that's going on with me at my work. The way that people are treating just me. I'm just talking about me right now. It's like, why are you trying to hurt me? Why are you, oh, no. Verse 13, but I, as a deaf man, heard not. And I was as a dumb man that openeth not his mouth. I need to work on that some more.
Go ahead, Vic. I think this is coming from a place of him personally, though, of how he feels he's let God down. Because if you go back and look, he's talking about his own iniquity. There's no soundness in my flesh because of your anger. Neither is there any rest in my bones because of my sin. Mine iniquities are gone over my head as a heavy burden. They're too heavy for me, and my wounds stink and are corrupt because of my foolishness. So I think I don't know what this is in relation to his situation with Bathsheba, because I haven't had a chance to go back and look at that. But I mean, this could have very well fallen after that situation.
So then the language that he's using about they and them, that's not, it's referring to himself. Like in verse 12, they also that seek after my life.
I don't know. I'm just telling you that's where that first part is coming from.
Okay, could be the Bathsheba incident, though, is what you're saying. Not just...
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. Okay. It could also be talking about Absalom, too. I'm just telling you what his predecessors.
Okay. Understood. Thank you. Gotcha. Verse 14 says, thus I was as a man that heareth not, and whose mouth are no, and in whose mouth are no reproof. There's no chastisement. Verse 15 says, for in thee, O Lord, that's Jehovah, do I hope. Thou wilt hear, O Adonai Elohim. It's a different combination. For I said, hear me, lest otherwise they should rejoice over me. When my foot slippeth, they magnify themselves. They magnify themselves against me. For I am ready to halt. And my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. But mine enemies are lively, and they are strong. And they that hate me wrongfully are multiplied. They also that render evil for good are mine adversaries, because I follow the thing that good is. I do too. And you know, you see a lot of those words are italicized, so they're not even in the scripture, but the way they worded it, I thought that was good. I like it because I follow good. Forsake me not, Jehovah, O my Elohim. Be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Adonai, my salvation. I'm sorry, ma'am. Yeah. They cover it all, don't they? Yeah. I look at this as I read this scripture and the parts that she's talking about, but mine enemies are lively. I don't want lively enemies. I really don't. And if you look at lively, what the definition of the word is, it's that word, I can't say it, K, where it means to be fresh. Say it again, Vic. I can't say it. Yep. You got to have a lot of spit in your mouth to say that one. I can't do it. I was waiting because I thought you were going to say something more about that word. No, you're just looking up. Okay. Yeah, they got plenty of life in them. I mean, I don't know what I thought when we battle the enemy that he finally will go away and let up, but that just doesn't seem to be part of it's not part of the plan. It's not part of the way things work. Go ahead.
Well, you think about when Israel had to go to battle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't get to just like stand there before the battle starts and go, close your eyes and go, wish, 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 wish. When I open them up, they won't be there. I mean, you have to take a position and go forward and fight, accomplish the mission in the midst of that battle, in the midst of having to kill the enemy. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, you know, there's none of us that gets a buy on that. You know, that's part of what spiritual warfare is all about. So yep. Wishing, spending time wishing it would go away is kind of it's taking away from the time that you can be making ground, gaining ground in going forward and fighting through it.
That's so, what Adonai is all about.
Well, God expects you to use what you've been trained for. I mean, he doesn't send you into battle with no gun. I mean, you know, he doesn't send you to a gunfight with a knife. He gives you a bigger gun, and he expects you to know how to aim and pull the trigger. So we go into these places with fully prepared, and this is where we have to battle the enemy who's trying to say, you don't know what you're doing. You're not fully prepared. You don't know, you know, what's going to happen. Oh, you know, they're going to, you know, you go in saying, the victory is already the Lord's. I'm going in to facilitate that victory. I'm going in to establish that victory. Mm-hmm. I'm going in the power of the Lord and his authority to make this a stronghold for the Father.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so whatever we have been given to do, we pull on that and establish it, or we establish what he wants with that. Mm-hmm. And that's our encouragement, I think. That's our strength.
Yeah. And, you know, again, the places we go, for sure, right? But we also have those individual areas within our lives that Adonai is moving us in and moving us forward. And it can't just be all right, one foot in front of the other, which is actually a song I was singing this morning. I don't remember where I got that song from. Put one foot in front of the other, and soon you'll be walking across the floor. It's got to be a kid song. Oh, okay. Anyway, it's not just that, because I'm going across the floor, but I was going forward in the kingdom. We're moving towards a goal in the kingdom, not just moving from point A to point B, which is sometimes how I look at things, but I'm moving from point A to point B forward in the kingdom of God, forward in what he's created me to be, forward in the power and the strength.
We're going from point A to point B, 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 B.
That's what you got the microphone to do? Okay.
It is interesting, because when he's pouring out these things that are happening and how he perceives them, you know, people seeking after his life, it's really important that he says, but I'm not shamaying that type of stuff. I'm spending my time shamaying you, God.
Yeah.
You know, and then he said, and so then I know that as Adonai, you're going to respond. That word in 15 isn't Shema. It's about a response from God and mm-hmm. an answer, a remedy, you know?
Yeah.
So it's all about kind of tuning out the other stuff, not allowing it a place, a position within your feelings or your, that's not right, because you're feeling, you feel what you feel. But I mean, not allowing that to have a place that supersedes what your spirit is about, and going ahead and obeying what God is telling you in your spirit. And then he's going to respond with the next step of what you need to do from there. I mean, mm-hmm. so that's, I just thought that was kind of interesting how that's kind of hidden in there.
Yeah, that is kind of interesting. And I know one of the things I was going to point out too is kind of what you were talking a little bit about in verse 20, where it says, they also that render evil for good. That word render is talking about that safe place in your mind and body. I think that's what the definition says, that word render. Shalom. It's not shalom. Okay, just making sure it's shalom, but I don't shalom. And so in that place, the enemy wants to make evil look good, you know? And when we've seen that in other scriptures, good is evil, evil is good, and that kind of thing. But, you know, the adversaries are going to, that's what they do. They're going to attack in that place, in that, I won't call it a comfortable place, but in that place where you know what it is, what is, you have that, I won't call it, I don't know how everybody else's mind works, but that safe place in your mind where you know that you're hearing God, I'm going to say it that way, and not yourself or anything else. There's that place where you know you're hearing God. And so the enemy is going to pull all punches, absolutely, and try to convince you that evil is good. And I don't know, you guys don't talk a lot to me. Maybe I should ask you every week how your mind is doing with all the stuff that the enemy is throwing at you. I just know mine just doesn't seem to end. I mean, even this morning, even last night when I was finishing up the Sunday school lesson, it was there bombarding me. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're doing. Get up and walk away. Just go for a walk because you don't know what you're doing. I can't believe it just goes on and on and on. Am I the only one that has that kind of issue? You guys all have that discipline much of a mind that you just, shut up, go away. I mean, I do eventually say that. But are you able to stop it before it really even starts? I seem unable to do that right now. But Adonai is still there. He's still talking to me. He's still like right behind those comments saying, you are where I need you to be. Let's talk about this. That's what I need. I don't know. Evil for good. My adversary is because I follow good. I run after. That word follow is a run after. I run after good. Or as we were going to use all of the way they English, I run after the thing that good is. I feel like Yoda when I say that. Yeah. So, again, make haste to help me. Who is he talking to? Adonai, my salvation. It's just amazing how that Adonai guy gets around. Adonai, God gets around. And it's also a great comfort to know that aspect of God, the one who puts us in these positions and positions us obviously in everyday life and every situation. He's got us where we need to be, and he's part of that equipping. He's part of that, you have what you need, let's go. It's like having a general that's a friend in your army to me. Okay. My salvation means rescue, by the way. But it is okay. Go ahead, Vicki.
That word salvation, I thought was kind of interesting because it also says rescue, literally or figuratively, personal, national, or spiritual. So Adonai is also about nations, about the placement of nations and about their unique identity and mm-hmm. how they fit into the authority structure of God.
Yep.
And how they're going exactly. to be delivered so that they can function in what they were created to be.
Yeah, that's extra cool too, with what's happening in Brazil, but also, I mean, everywhere in Europe, there are things that are moving there that are, I don't know, the air did come on. I didn't think it would. Okay, so let's look at the last scripture, but you guys should be familiar with this. Are you smiling at me because the air came on? Yes, right. The Valley of Vision. I'll read it. I don't know if you guys have been reading the scripture, but I've been reading the scripture just so I could try to understand everything that God said. No need to talk about the things like weeping and mourning and baldness and sackcloth. Yay, sackcloth. Isaiah 22, and I just put in here verse 5 through, I think I put 16 on your paper. Okay, sorry, I think I just put 13 on it. Anyway, for it is a day for, it is a day of trouble. and of treading down, and of perplexity by the Lord Adonai, God Elohim, of, not Elohim, isn't that Yahweh? I wrote down Elohim, say again, Yahweh, okay, not Elohim, perplexity by the Adonai Yahweh of hosts in the valley of vision, breaking down the walls and crying to the mountains. And Elam bare the quiver with chariots of men and horsemen, and Kir uncovered the shield. And it shall come to pass that thy choicest valleys shall be full of chariots, and the horsemen shall set themselves in array at the gate. Now, in case you don't know the setup of what's happening, there's an attack going on by a nation of Assyria, I think. And so here's God, Isaiah, talking to the people. This is what's going on. And what are you guys doing? And he discovered the covering of Judah, and thou didst look in that day to the armor of the house of the forest. You have seen also the breaches of the city of David, and they are many. And you gather together the waters of the lower pool. And you have numbered the houses of Jerusalem, and the houses you have ye broken down to fortify the wall. You made also a ditch between two walls for the water of the old pool, but you have not looked unto the maker thereof, neither had a respect unto him that fashioned it long ago. What are you focused on? That seems to be what Isaiah is asking them. Are you focused on the right things here? Because it looks like you're scrambling around and fortifying and getting ready and trying to make it so the Syria can't come in here. But what about me? And it goes to verse 12. And here he is trying to snap them back. Like this is their awakening moment. Wake up. Wake up. And in that day did the Lord God of hosts, that's Adonai Yahweh, kara to weeping and to mourning and to baldness and to girding with sackcloth. And then it goes on in verse 13. And behold, joy and gladness, slaying oxen and killing sheep, eating flesh and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall, what? Die. What are we focused on? What are we looking at here? Verse 14, and it was revealed in mine ears by the Lord of hosts, surely this iniquity shall not be purged from you till you die, saith Adonai Yahweh of hosts. That's so interesting. Thus saith the Lord God of hosts, Adonai Yahweh of hosts, go get thee unto the treasurer, even unto Shebna, which is over the house, and say, what hast thou here? And whom hast thou here, that thou hast hewed thee out a sepulcher here, as he that heweth him out a sepulcher on high, and that graveth an habitation, woe, for himself in a rock? I look at this, I keep reading. Read it again, what? Read it again, what? I don't think God was very happy with Shebna and what he was doing. But this is a big, it's a big thing where the enemy is just coming. And the people are not focused on what they're supposed to be focused on. They are looking in different directions. Now, would we be any different? I don't know. Would we be wondering how to defend our city and sometimes defend our rights instead of letting God take care of it? That's part of the submission that we're being called to do right now. That's the part of the sackcloth aspect as well, right? Sackcloth, we're just as low as we can be, as much submitted to what God is doing as we possibly can be. There's nothing more. And that can bring to mind a lot of things, but in some aspect, my mind and my heart is saying, God's in control. No matter what. I don't have to defend myself. I don't have to set up barriers. I don't have to set up walls. I just have to follow him. I just have to submit to everything that Adonai is doing. And in this aspect in Isaiah, we're talking Adonai, God of hosts. We're talking about warfare. We're talking about an army. Host means an army, obviously. And it's Adonai, Yahweh, his plans and purpose. So we're being positioned in the plans and purpose of God with an army, as part of an army. What is there to think about? What is there to fear? What is there to deal with?
It reminds me of, was it Elisha or Elijah that sent the young man out when everybody was coming against him and he was overwhelmed by the enemies? And he said, look, and the father opened his eyes and allowed him to see the whole heavenly host mm-hmm. that were there to defend them and partner with them right. for what the father was doing.
And that guy had no idea till it was pointed out. And of course, that's part of what we do. We point out it's not just us. Because really, I mean, I want you guys to really, if it was just us, this church would have been gone long ago. The adversity that we've dealt with just in this house, in this building, long ago would have been gone. We would not have made it. But we knew that it wasn't just us. We knew in the beginning it was God, it was relationship, it was prayer. We got that part. I mean, these guys have come a little bit further than that, but you know, we understood we could hear the Lord, all the things from coming from a foundation that was laid for some of you guys that was not a great foundation, that the gifts of the Spirit are long gone, blah, blah, blah. Everybody's got those kinds of things to overcome. I'm coming from that Catholic standpoint of, I have a flat tire because I did something wrong yesterday, that kind of thing. But here we are on a totally I'm going to call it a rebuilt foundation for us to stand right now in this day. I'm not even looking at the time, in this hour. It's all about what God has built. He built this house. He built this building. He built you. And he's built the Saints Network because he's got stuff. I'll call it stuff that we need to do. And reading this, you know, and I didn't put the entire scripture on here, but I could. But you look at this, and the different aspect of Adonai in here is, you know, it's undeniable. It's undeniable that our strength, our hope, our help, our tomorrow comes from our relationship with Lord God, with Adonai Yahweh. And I had to look back on my definition. Where'd it go? Because I wanted to make sure that I remembered that when you talk about Yahweh and Adonai, you're talking about the God who establishes and places people according to his eternal plan. That authority cannot be taken away. It cannot. It cannot be. The rug can't be pulled out from under you. So go. Just go and do. Again, don't have to go on a mission trip. I'm talking in your prayer time. I'm talking about in your everyday life, at work, at school, at the grocery store, driving down the road. As you continue to get close to the Adonai and the Lord God, you realize how much of where you are is not a coincidence. It's not an accident. You're precisely where he needs you to be. And I don't know about you all, but that's sometimes really hard for me to comprehend. Why? You really care that I'm driving over to my mom's house? Well, yeah, he really cares that and there's a reason I'm being positioned in that place. And sometimes I don't realize it till after the event occurs. Oh, that's why I did that. Oh, okay. Thank you, Lord. Can't call up my mom and tell her, but that's okay. That's interesting things. So in the aspect of the things that God's not only showing us what to do, like leading us and all that, in your prayer time, he can give you specifics on how to pray, even if you don't exactly understand it. And I'm saying that because I've really been doing my best to listen, obviously, we all have to what God's doing, what the Lord's doing, even in like my position at work. I feel like one person in particular has just been pounding me into the ground about who I am, about how smart I am, about how fast I do things, how come I'm so slow, that kind of stuff. You know, I'm going to confess. Is it really a confession? I got written up at work, and I got a PIP, performance enhancing, I don't know, improvement, performance improvement plan. And it came to me out of left field. I didn't even know we had those things at my work. But I have 90 days to shape up or they're going to fire me. It clearly stated that you will be terminated. And other steps that can happen, I could not be working from home anymore and have to go into the office, which in their mind means going to West Palm Beach. That would mean I'd have to move, blah, 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 blah. And all those things going through my head. So it puts a lot of pressure on me. I mean, the stress level right now, the stress level at work just increased greatly. I don't even know what to do. I don't even know what to do. And I've already asked this guy who's been picking on me about stuff, okay, how do I do it different? And he had no answer. He couldn't help me, but he told me to change it. Okay. And I won't go into all the details about different stuff because it's really kind of boring. But a couple days ago, I think it was a Thursday, I was talking to God about this situation. And I'm like, you positioned me here and to work from home for a reason. Because I can go work out of the Air Force Base. We have offices out there. I can go out there and work. I don't have to go all the way to West Palm. Doesn't matter. That's not the point. You positioned me here. What's going on? What do I need to do? And all God said was, pray for his heart. That's all he told me to do. So I said, okay. And I just started praying for heart of this man. He's my manager. I just started praying for his heart. He does not believe in God. He does not go to church. None of that kind of stuff. He's a very strong Latino young man, not young, guy with two kids that are cute and very smart. He's very smart. So I just started praying for his heart. It didn't last very long. How long can you pray for somebody's heart? The next day I had a meeting with him. And when I went into the meeting, I was like, I'm just going to get beat up all to heck in a handbasket and back again. Because that's all just criticize. That's so, you know, I'm stealing myself. Take breath. I would go into the meeting. His attitude changed completely. He was helpful. He was kind. His voice didn't sound like, if you don't straighten up, I'm going to get fired. I mean, that's how I think, that's why he's reacting the way he was. Listen when God says to pray for something, especially right now, when you're in the position you're supposed to be in. Was I doubting that? Of course I was. I guess I'm not supposed to be here anymore. Let me go find a new job. And I'm not saying that's not going to happen. I'm just saying right now, he's like, need to pray for this place, this position you're in. That's your focus on what God's doing. So I don't know if that helped anybody, but it helped me a lot. Okay, I'm done. I think I love you all very much. Thank you, Lord. Amen.